Latest Catalan Feed Report released Friday after the close, headed into the holiday weekend. Let's take a look at what that report had to tell us. Joining us now, Kyle Bumstead with Allendale. Kyle, as you take a look at the on-feed report, sounds like and looks like it was mostly in line with expectations.
That's right, Jesse. That's what I can make out of it. The on-feed estimate going into the report was at 98.5%. Government released a number at 98.5% as well. Placement number was estimated at 97.1. It came in at 97.4, a little bit higher there. Marketing number 96.8 was estimated. It came in at 97.4. However, I do want to use an asterisk on that one because Easter is kind of mismatched here this year. And I think if we didn't have the Easter holiday, then it might have been just a little bit lighter. So it's tough to say here how that's going to affect things, just the way it kind of fell. Now, the placements here, that's going to affect that October through December marketing time frame. And it looks to me like we've still got less cattle coming at us, as the market already knows. So we could longer term see some more support out there in those deferred contracts. Looking at here, we did not have a steer or heifer breakdown that came out last month. And if I remember right, that April cattle on feed report showed us at 37.6%, which indicated a minor, very, very light heifer retention starting out there in the country. So we do have to keep that in mind. Also keep in mind that we're going into a 3-day weekend too, so that could affect our markets here just a little bit. But today's action here, and with the cash market the way it's been, it would not surprise me if we're just kind of steady Eddie to higher here next week, the way things are looking here. And I don't think this report here is going to have much effect on the market.
And I was going to say, this week's action has been maybe a little choppy in general and on the future side. And cash, I know we're kind of just trading, to your point, steady Eddie here. It's just this cattle market, you know, it looked like we were putting in a bearish reversal here last week. And then here we are kind of chopping back around here and really not falling out of bed, I guess, is how I would put it, Kyle.
Well, that's right. We've retraced about 50% of that move here, especially in this feeder cattle market here, from the August feeders, the high of 307.67 to the low of 295.10. We closed here today at 301.12. So we're almost 50% retracement of that move from that high to the most recent low. And then we look at the August live cattle contract, we're over 50% retracement of that from that high of 214.50 down to the most recent low here of 205.32, closing today at 210.45. So we're at a little bit higher than 50% retracement of that move. So we do have to keep in mind, respect, we still have that weekly reversal on the weekly chart. However, looking at this week's action here on that August live cattle contract, we were up about $3.70 on the live cattle. And on the feeder cattle, the August feeder cattle, they were up $2.77. So retracing quite a bit of that move, but still have that reversal in play on the weekly chart. Next week is going to be the week here. We still have quite a few feeders in the Southern Plains moving. Some big numbers. May feeders went off yesterday, and August feeders still have about 90 days before they get tied to the index. So August feeders on the futures can do about anything they want right now without having to zone into the index anytime soon.
I mentioned this to you as well, and I know you haven't looked a ton at the cold storage report that came out as well on Friday, but that indicated total red meat supplies in freezers were up 5% from the previous month, but down 6% from last year. And I looked through some of these numbers, and I put it in the context of thinking about consumer demand, Kyle, and that's something that we've been talking about for some time, wondering when the consumer, maybe some fatigue might set in at the meat case with some of these high prices. I think that's something else that we maybe need to think about in this trade as we get into the, the quote-unquote beginning of grilling season here with the Memorial Day weekend.
Yes, I would have to agree with that. Now, seeing a 5% increase month over month is very interesting, given the fact that we've had a cut in slaughter pace and boxed beef has been going up. So that's kind of a head scratcher there, maybe a yellow flag, maybe a word of caution, if you want to say, maybe to kind of allude to that point. But yeah, it's definitely something here that we need to keep an eye on here moving forward, because after Memorial Day weekend, we don't have a lot of holidays, a lot of major grilling holidays until we get into the 4th of July. And then after that, you're kind of in the dog days of summer until you get to Labor Day weekend. And that's pretty much a hamburger hot dog holiday anyway out there that far.
Kyle, any other final thoughts on the reports or on the cattle trade in general here from this past week?
Yeah, on the cattle trade in general, I do want to keep in mind here that on Friday we saw the feeder cattle getting bear spread pretty strong. There were some pretty strong bear spreads working out there, indicating the front months were the losers and the deferred contracts were keeping the premium out there. And on the live cattle side of things, I really want to see this June-August live cattle spread really rally today, but it just couldn't quite get it done. With the way that the cash market's been going, you should see that spread really start to run, and we just didn't see that. So I'm a little bit concerned about that. It might just be a couple off days here, but 2 days where that spread didn't do anything on higher cash news in the north, that's a little bit concerning right now.
Well, always remember that risk of trading futures and options can be substantial. Kyle Bumstead with Allendale joining us for a recap of the cattle on feed report and the week in the livestock trade. Thanks so much, Kyle. Appreciate the time.
Thank you.
Kyle Bumstead with Allendale joining us for a recap of the latest cattle on feed report for the American Ag Network. I'm Jesse Allen.